the Upfront and New Front season is heating up with announcements coming at us from all directions. I'm Michael Gwertzman, Global VP of Programming at Advertising Week, and we're back again with another episode of Upfront Conversations to get the insider perspective on the state of the industry. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Patrick Harris, the President of Americas and Partnerships at Snap Inc. Patrick, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Great. Appreciate it. So can you just start by introducing yourself, telling us a little bit about your role at Snap?
Sure. Well, thanks again for including us today. My name is Patrick Harris. I lead both the sales and partnerships organizations here in the Americas at Snap. And what that really means is, my team is responsible for working with the largest clients, agencies, and ad tech partners to really, help them focus on figuring out how to drive better outcomes and how to drive success for themselves and everyone that they represent in working with Snapchat.
Great. So something I heard a lot at the New Fronts this year was the more Snapchat experience. So can you just talk to us about that? What did it mean? What did it look like? And what are the new solutions that you were most excited to announce?
Yeah. And before I do that, I'd be remiss if I didn't add, Michael, that, this has been a seminal week for me as well. And it's been a full circle moment because I actually just celebrated my first year at the company.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. On stage with a room full of our partners, our largest clients, our agencies. And so it's just remarkable to see how far we've come in the last year, and I'm excited about what's going to happen in the year ahead. And, the more Snapchat experience that we described and that we talked about, I think what we tried to do this year is really bring that to life, not only in what we said, but how we presented ourselves. And so for the folks that were able to join us at Cipriani downtown, you would have seen that, our AR technology came to life, and we really tried to take our presentation to the next level, where we brought all the amazing AR lenses to life at our venue with projection mapping. And we were able to take attendees, really into the world of Snapchat with an immersive presentation, talking about all the announcements and making sure that they ladder up in a way that, advertisers can understand how to get in front of our audience faster, how they can be more efficient, how they can be more performant, and really to create experiences that, sort of bridge the gap between our platform and the real world that many Snapchatters sort of experience every day when they use our platform, but also how they use our platform and experience our platform in real life. So I'm really excited for the presentation. It was the first year we had actually moved it to a nighttime presentation. And so trying different things this year, but also just trying to really showcase, what makes Snap so unique in a sea of so many competitors and so many people that are trying to command attention this week.
It's really interesting when I think about AR in the past few years and how it's kind of evolved so rapidly and seeing where it was even 2 years ago to last year to where we are now. And I think really what you did at New Fronts was a great sign of just the user experience. But let's talk about the advertiser experience, right? How are these AR extensions going to change the way that advertisers are engaging with Snapchatters? And then on the other end, what does it mean for the Snapchatters?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I'm really proud of is that, I think Snap has always really been sort of a first mover when it comes to AR. And we've had a lot of experience over the years with our AR lenses. And we know that AR can generate a lot more attention, especially compared to the type of attention you can receive in sort of traditional social feed kind of platforms. And they really do an effective job at driving ad awareness and brand awareness, intent, and a lot of the metrics that many advertisers care about. And I think one of the things that we're really proud of is how do we take some of those AR experiences that have historically been reserved just for lenses, and with AR extensions, be able to integrate those AR lenses directly into all of our ad products. So audiences will be able to try on product, they'll be able to wear advertisers' IP, and they'll be able to enter a branded world directly from all of the ads that we offer. So that includes things, Michael, like dynamic product ads, our Snap Ads products, our collection ads, commercials, all the video spotlight work that we're doing. And so I think the way to think about it is we're turning this passive viewing into active engagement with these AR extensions. And we're really excited to announce that, you know, this is not something that is a long distance out either, right? These AR extensions are going to be available globally in Q3. And that's something that, that again, I think putting that power of AR into the hands of brands and being able to extend that technology into all different ad formats across Snapchat is something that's really exciting. And the only other thing I would add is that, you know, AR has been relatively like a heavy lift for some marketers because it just requires a ton of time and it requires a lot of production. And we've heard that that's been a major pain point over the years. And so one of the things that we've been doing as well in connection with this announcement is just investing in a ton of machine learning and automation to make like the AR creation faster and easier. And so with the AR extensions products, you know, we can now do try on assets at scale. And this means that brands can turn like their 2D product catalogs into more try on experiences and not just like 30 hours worth of production time, but 30 minutes. And so really making sure that we can bring AR to market faster is going to be really key in helping scale this product once it's widely available in Q3.
Faster, but done right. It's going to be really cool to see that. Thank you. So let's further, you know, diving in. I heard about Snap Nation. Can you talk to us a bit more about Snap Nation, how it's going to enhance the music experience for Snapchatters?
Sure. Michael, are you a music fan?
I am a music fan.
Ever been to Lollapalooza or GovFall or any of these experiences that Live Nation puts on?
I have, yes.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, we know it's a huge passion point for the Snapchat community, music in general. And it's something that I think does a really nice job of, you know, bridging sort of digital experiences and real life experiences. And a few years ago, we announced, you know, a deal with Live Nation. And what we've done is, you know, this week has really evolved that partnership. And we want to give Snapchatters like exclusive access to Live Nation music experiences on Snapchat. And so Snap Nation specifically will be a new channel on the platform. It's going to feature exclusive glimpses from, you know, backstage, side stage, in the seats. And then we'll have creators and our Snap stars that'll get VIP passes to go capture and share content from their unique perspectives, you know, at these festivals and at Live Nation sort of concerts. And Snapchatters will see, you know, signs in the venues that also encourage them to share moments too. And so, we'll be doing this through a public profile launch with Snap Nation, which will, you know, again, house like these exclusive behind the scenes content from artists and creators, and bringing those artists and creators, I think, closer to our users, whether they are, you know, participating and at the concerts or they're experiencing it from thousands of miles away from home. It really gives, you know, advertisers the opportunity to get involved and be adjacent to this, you know, branded content that really spans across creator stories, the ads in the Snap Nation stories, the AR lenses that are leveraging, you know, all of the Live Nation IP and more. So we're really excited about it. And we've seen just how popular, you know, music has been and the festivals have been post-pandemic. And we think we're uniquely suited, again, to sort of bridge these in real life experiences with the power of Snap, and doing that with a partner like Live Nation is just incredibly exciting.
It's a great partnership and a good way to leverage fandom also. I'm excited to see how that kind of develops. And, you know, one of the trends I'm seeing this year on stage, a lot of announcements are going really into sports this year, and Snap's no different. So how are we getting creators involved in these different programs, and what can you share about the creator potential on Snapchat?
Yeah, we've had some really nice success over the years in partnering with many of the leagues, including, you know, the WNBA, the NFL, the NBA, and you know, giving them and giving our community sort of a different lens and a look on sports content that might be different than what you're able to experience on other platforms. But like, before we go there, have you checked out Shaquille O'Neal, Michael, on Snap?
Tell me about it. What's going on with Shaquille?
He it's awesome. Like, he takes you behind the scenes and shows kind of the antics from his very interesting life. I find Shaq to be fascinating, but including moments with his son Miles, who he's also a creator on Snap. And then we also see this from Snoop Dogg, from Paris Hilton, from Kevin Garnett. And like, there are just all these exciting people who want to engage with their fans, I think, in a more authentic way and sort of their realest selves on Snapchat. And that's what we mean by more Snapchat. And I think that's what you heard a lot from us this week, was just around like this notion of being authentic and being able to share things in a very, in a way that's sort of consistent with the way that you would just organically use the platform and commensurate with what people expect. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be polished. And what we're seeing is, you know, creators, especially popular creators like Libby Dunn or like Harry Jowsey or like Kai Cenat, you know, these are all like incredibly powerful creators. And one of the things we're doing with them this year, all three in particular, is we're bringing them to Paris to report on some of the most exciting events in their own unique voices around Olympics content. So we have a really exciting partnership with NBC Universal. They're going to develop almost five or six different AR experiences for the Paris Olympics. Everything from like what Team USA does with lenses to medal counts and more. And so again, if you think back to that Snap Nation example, this is all about bridging and connecting and showing things from a different point of view, but also using creators to bring these in real life experiences to life on a platform in a way that I think is very difficult to replicate anywhere else. So this is going to be, you know, have massive potential for us. You know, we're seeing more Snapchatters engaging with creator content across the board. And we've, you know, onboarded more than 1500 Snapstars globally in Q1 alone. And so we again see these partnerships with the likes of Live Nation and with the likes of NBC Universal to be really accretive to not only what consumers want on the platform, but also making sure that you know, advertisers have the opportunity to connect with these audiences in such a rich and unique way.
Yeah, and it just goes back to when I was introducing you, saying how it's just been a year of innovation and groundbreaking announcements, and it feels like a different year compared to even last year or the year before. And you know, to that point, though, there are quite a few other digital platforms presenting at the new fronts this week and, you know, sharing with their innovations. And so how are you thinking about just engaging audiences when the competition for attention is so high?
Yeah, there's clearly a dynamic market. There's clearly a ton of competition. I think what we're trying to do, and some of this is reflected, Michael, in the brand positioning that we launched this year at the Super Bowl, which is, you know, less social media, more Snapchat, but really emphasizing the more Snapchat, because I do think we have some memes to bust. And while it's unique that at Snap, you know, we are the place where more than 75% of 13 to 34 year olds in over 20 countries, they come to communicate every day. We know, and I think the marketing community is aware of how popular we are with Gen Z. But this year at New Fronts, I think the other thing that we tried to shatter was just some of the memes. And some of the memes are sometimes like, is Snapchat only youth? And I think what's most interesting, and it's, you know, I've been reflecting on this now that I've been at the company for almost a year, and it was a meme I subscribed to as well, but busting some of these memes around, you know, is Snap just for youth? The answer is no, because we're also aging up. You know, 50% of our audience now in the US is 25 or older. Most people find this incredibly surprising. One of four users is actually over the age of 35. And if you just kind of think about the origins of the company, you know, when Snapchat was started 13 years ago with both Evan Spiegel and Bobby Murphy, two of our co-founders, you know, they designed a different type of social network to be the antidote of traditional social media because they just found it exhausting. And 13 years later, I think what's interesting is that 13-year-old that joined 13 years ago is now 26. You know, that high school senior is now in their 30s and might be buying their, you know, their first house or getting married. And so this ability to stay sticky, you know, with people as they continue to age and grow with the platform is really important. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of, though, is, you know, over 90% of our community of Snapchatters just say they feel comfortable and they feel happy and connected when they use our service. And so in a world of clutter, in a world of competition, in a world that's seeking attention and look at me and hanging their, you know, their flags on likes, on comments, on shares, I think we offer this antidote to traditional social media. And one of the things that I love to say is, you know, we're sort of the happiest place on your phone. You know, you don't feel the same way after using our products that you might feel using other competitive products, where, again, I'm guilty as charged, you know, laying in bed doom scrolling and sort of like, hey, why am I seeing all these posts from people that I don't know? Like, does this actually make me feel good? And so in a world of clutter, and then again, in a world of intense and fierce competition, you know, my hope is this year at the New Fronts, we broke through with a differentiated message that's very contemporary for the times, but again, that reinforces the value that we can create, not only for creators, for our audience, but for brands and marketers and partners alike.
I think so. And I'd like to go more into that with the brands and the marketers and advertisers, because you did speak up there not only about the user experience, but the advertiser experience and the improvements you're making to the ad platform. So can you just share more about the work that's been going on and how the advertisers have been responding so far?
Yeah, we're excited about the improvements. Like I said, it's been a year for me at the company, and one of the reasons that, you know, I personally made the decision to join is I felt the company was massively underestimated, and there was such a strong commitment from a product roadmap perspective to develop products that would be more performant and more essential for advertisers. And, you know, sometimes you can get caught and trapped in the bucket of being, hey, you're a social media budget, or we use you for these digital stunts. And I think the thing that we're trying to communicate this year, and is really reflective in a lot of the announcements that we made, but also reflective in the earnings that we just posted in Q1, is much more about, you know, how do we become an essential business partner and prove that we can really move and shift business outcomes in a way that is commensurate with what advertisers and agencies and ad tech API partners are finding with certain competitive platforms. And so, you know, in the last year, we've made some critical updates, you know, to our ad stack, including our 7.0 pixel purchase optimization model that's performing well for many partners. You may have seen that it drove more than a 75% increase in purchase related conversions year over year. That's something that we announced in Q1. On the measurement side, we continue to make a massive amount of improvements with CAPI. That's our conversions API product, making it easier to implement. And, you know, we saw CAPI integrations grow by almost 300% year over year. We're seeing small to medium-sized businesses adopt our solutions. Again, small to medium-sized businesses don't always have a lot of extra or disposable income for things that that are not performant. And the most important thing that we've done over the last year is really tuned all of our ad formats. And we've redesigned them in a way to be more unified across the app. And that's really helped marketers maximize, you know, sort of the intentionality and every action that a Snapchatter takes on an ad. And focus on that design and on the formats and really on the outcomes is helping marketers achieve what they're looking for. And so we want to be in the prove it business and making sure that we prove that we're driving really strong metrics, whether you're trying to drive mid funnel metrics around consideration, top of the funnel metrics around brand lift, or if you just have hardcore ROAS goals or cost per install goals. We want to make sure that we can deliver solutions, Michael, to marketers at every stage of the funnel. And I'm really proud of the progress that the team has made in the last year. It's been a really fun journey to be a part of, but we're not finished, and we have a lot more work to do. And we're really excited about the back half of this year and using some of the announcements from this week to be a catalyst for that.
So tell me more. So what do you think are the long-term implications and impacts here that we're going to have on digital advertising?
Yeah, I mean, it's encouraging to see that advertiser demand, you know, is coming back, especially with the backdrop of so many geopolitical issues and macroeconomic headwinds that I think has created a lot of uncertainty for marketers over the last year. But things do feel a bit more optimistic. I do hear in a lot of my client conversations that advertisers are looking for alternatives. They're looking to diversify their spend to ensure they're driving the best outcomes. And we're hopeful that the investments that we're making to be a more performant and a more brand safe platform will just result in advertiser success. And so, again, we've got to earn it, but it does feel like in the US in particular, you know, the market, the advertising market in general has been pretty resilient. And that, again, I think was reflective in a lot of the earnings that we saw just last week coming out from the sector.
And to close it out, just looking ahead a little further, let's just hop in our time machine 1 year from now, 2025 New Fronts. You're getting back up there again. Where is it that you hope Snap will be? What is it that we're going to be talking about?
Well, I I'm very much looking forward to, if we can coordinate the date for New Fronts and Snap's presentation next year to be May 1st again, I'll be up on stage celebrating my second year at the company. And that would be great. And that would be a nice tradition. But in all seriousness, I think it would be, for us, meaningful that we continue to anchor on, we are the platform for real friends, real relationships, a platform where, community can find more joy, more happiness, where advertisers can reach their audiences that are unduplicated and hard to find in other platforms, in other spaces. And that, we're connecting these audiences to various passion points, whether it's music or sports. And again, being able to bridge sort of these in real life experiences and online experiences. And of course, most importantly is just making sure we have more opportunities for advertisers to engage in innovative ways, but be able to drive their ROI and their key business goals at scale. And so we've got our work cut out for us, and we're eager to do it. And, we look forward to just continuing and building on some of the momentum that we've seen in the first quarter of this year.
I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you up there celebrating 2 years. You crushed it this year. And just had a really great showing. One of the most interesting I think I've seen so far. So congratulations to you. Congratulations to the team. And thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Michael.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's going to do it again for Upfront Conversations. Thank you to all of our listeners for coming to us for the latest news impacting the industry today. We'll see you again really soon right here at the crossroads of content and commerce.